Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Dr. Agustin Chung, CEO of Metafocus. And the company trades on the TSX Venture, and the ticker symbol is MFS. And Metafocus develops and commercializes minimally invasive focused heat tumor targeted cancer treatment devices and systems. Thanks for joining us today there, Dr. Chung.
Thank you.
Great. Now, getting right into it, you recently filed a response to your IDE application with the FDA. Can you give us a little bit of background on that phase 3 on their trial?
Okay. Now, our business focus is on breast cancer. The trial is on treatment of breast cancer. The announcement is to update the public that we have responded to FDA a series of questions to clarify some points that they have asked about the trial. Now, this trial has already received the Health Canada ITA authorization to begin the study in Canada. And we want to conduct a study in America using both USA and Canadian patients and export this market worldwide, because breast cancer is a large indication as a worldwide market. Now, in this study, we are trying to confirm some of the early findings of the previous phase 1, phase 2 results that have confirmed that we have been able to significantly enhance the tumor shrinkage of standard of care chemotherapy in reducing or eradication, reducing the size of breast cancer tumor, so that rather than a mastectomy, breast conservation surgery, either lumpectomy or even now the minimally invasive procedure can be performed on patients. So this outcome is decided by both the surgeon and the patient. So we hopefully should be able to obtain clearance from the FDA and start this global trial very soon, within a few months.
Certainly, great. And so talk to us a little bit about your patented microwave technology, the adaptive phased array APA system.
Now, our adaptive phased array technology was designed and developed in conjunction with the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Dr. Alan Fan worked with the company to develop this technology. Now, basically, heat has been used for treatment of cancer, but it's very difficult to deliver heat on a repeatable and reliable basis to anywhere where the tumor is situated without harming normal tissue. The advantage of the adaptive phased array is to allow us to precisely focus microwave energy to generate heat anywhere in the body. Now, how so? Well, the technology was developed as part of the Star Wars Defense Initiative, through which they would target a missile, focus it, track it, and then send a microwave beam to destroy it. So that is a very sophisticated hardware-software combination that allow you to focus, follow the tumor, and destroy it. We work with MIT, get a technology transfer, license, create a platform that will allow us on a repeatable and reliable manner focus microwave energy anywhere in a tumor anywhere without harming normal tissue, which is the technology. A technology protected by 9 USA patents and about 20-some international patents already. And, Metafocus on all these patents.
Certainly sounds exciting. And so in terms of some of the trends right now, Dr. Chung, what are some of the trends right now, and how well-positioned is Metafocus to capitalize on them?
Right. Well, the breast cancer is a worldwide disease. Everywhere, there's over 1.2 million new cases detected each year. Now, the trend in North America for treatment of breast cancer now is that majority of the patients will decide to have neoadjuvant, which is prior to surgery, chemotherapy. The use of chemotherapy before surgery is to attempt to shrink the tumor so that it is smaller or sometimes it can be eradicated, so that rather than removing the entire breast, either lumpectomy, which is you remove a lump, or some of these newly developed like surgery technique can be used just to remove the dead tumor or some, like very small piece. And
yeah, without damaging the whole, area
of the breast. So now, unfortunately, the success rate was small, like 20-30% currently for tumor ranging from 1 to 8 centimeters in diameter. That's the average. The reason is this chemotherapy, no matter what you do at this point, the standard of care can only shrink tumor on the average of up to 58%. That's the average, including everything, in the world. Okay, 58%. That's not good enough to shrink some of the larger tumor or even some of the smaller tumor to facilitate breast conservation. Now, in prior phase 1, phase 2, and a randomized phase 2 study, we have demonstrated that using our adaptive phased array focus heat, we use it in combination with standard of care chemotherapy. We were able to improve this tumor shrinkage from 58% to 88%. That's more than a 50% increase. Actually, the data was statistically significant. However, we need to conduct a pivotal trial. Now, if we can really improve the shrinkage to about close to 90%, then I think that the chance of getting breast conservation practically is, I cannot say guaranteed, but it's very, very high.
And very likely.
The desired outcome by both the physician and surgeon, and also it will reduce the tumor burden, and I think it's very good for the patient. So because of that, so that's why we are so excited, and so do the surgical community. Many, many very prominent surgeons in America is embracing this study. And because it will be someone that the surgeon wants, they want to give the patient a better treatment for cancer, and so do the patient. They want to be able to receive a gentler and kinder treatment for breast cancer.
Great. And so what are some of the other things that that differentiates the company from some other players in your sector? Is it the patented technology? Is it perhaps maybe the follow-up service that you provide to it or something else?
Well, I mean, everybody has, patent.
Uh-huh.
Unique ability for what we have is that we have what we call, with the APA technology, we always feel that we can focus a lot better than other people. The majority of the heat treatment technology in tumor ablation is on eliminating a small tumor. They really actually crank up the temperature to ablate it. They are not being used in combinational therapy. Whereas our treatment now, it is not trying to say that we are replacing surgery. We are not taking the job away from the surgeon. The surgeon and work with the chemotherapy, and they want to shrink the tumor so that they can do a better surgery. By adding our treatment, we give them a tool to allow them to do a much better job. We provide.
Right, so you work hand in hand with them.
Hand in hand with them. And on top of that, we believe that we are the only one that we could treat 8 centimeter, shrink 8 centimeter or 6 centimeter tumor. They are very large, and that's not touchable by the other focused heat ablation technology like radio frequency ablation, ultrasound. It doesn't mean they cannot do it, but we design specifically that way. So on top, and so from that aspect, we felt that we have a unique way of giving the surgeon and working with the surgeon. And the way that breast cancer being treated, they are dedicated breast cancer treatment center. There's over 1,200 of them in the USA and Canada. This is where all breast cancer are treated. And then we can work with the surgeon, and we can use a treatment concept by placing the system, because system cost is minimal. Like they can just, and then we have developed a treatment disposable that the surgeon can be placed inside the tumor, like a fiber optic cable.
Mm-hmm.
So like that could track the microwave, make sure the focus is centered on the tumor, And so they can now generate income from selling the disposable as part of the treatment. So the approach we have used and proven in my prior experience when I was at Celsion, we developed a system called ProLeaf that was sold to Boston Scientific using the same concept, and it was very successful. So, you know, so we are trying to do is to position our system to be not to replace surgery, not to fight the surgeon. We want it, want them to embrace it and use it as a tool to allow them to give a better treatment, and then we want to make the patient aware that we significantly increase the chance of them receiving breast conservation. And, you know, like this is an outcome that everyone desires. So we are very optimistic and upbeat about the future potential of our product.
Great. And perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Dr. Chung. I know we interviewed you, you know, when you were CEO of Celsion. For, you know, so for some of our listeners that are new to, you know, to Metafocus and the company.
Hey, well, I founded you know, Celsion in 1985. You know, the company focus at that time was to develop better treatment for cancer using heat. It can be used into a blade tumor, can be used in combination therapies, and very well known, but the problem was lack of technology. So we commercialized the product, but we could not receive, you know, big marketing result because the technology at that time was microwave oven technology, not there. So after that, with the money we made from the first PMA that we received in 1989, we start working with MIT, and then we developed this method using the Star Wars technology so that we can focus treatment on this, you know, like on a tumor on a repeatable, reliable basis, which I talked about. Now, in about year two, you know, about 2000, company have developed a series of equipment, breast cancer and the prostate treatment cancer treatment system, which was sold to ProLeaf, as I mentioned. And we also developed several drugs that is temperature sensitive. Right now, Celsion is at the pivotal phase 3 for a cancer drug called Thermodox, which is for liver cancer, and which was developed by me when I was there. See, my whole vision in life is to be able to use heat, because heat is an non-toxic treatment to make the other treatment better, make the patient suffer less. And then, so we developed Thermodox. Now, in 2000 or so, you know, that was when the tech bubble bursted. And so Celsion need to make some decision because we have too many products. What should we do? So as a whole group, I believe the best for the company is focus on the development of the temperature-sensitive drug, which is Thermodox. And then I myself felt that I will help the company to divest all the equipment, part of the technology, and then allow them to just hire another CEO to develop the drug, which is what happened. So I worked with Boston Scientific, and we sold the product poly for Boston to Boston Scientific for a package that's worth close to $100 million, allowed Celsion to receive the funding to take this product, Thermodox, from a concept in the laboratory to a product now in phase 3 trial, a global phase 3 trial, inpatient, right now, currently. They should be completing very soon. I myself finally decided that, well, now there's no role for me. You know, I'm a scientist myself. And what should I be doing? Well, after I completed this, I decided, wait, they still have this adaptive phased array technology, and that can really help humans. And maybe I should buy it from Celsion. So through a management buyout, I purchased the technology from Celsion, and then in order not to compete with Celsion, I took that technology, found a company in Canada called Celsion Canada, and developed this technology from using the, you know, like from prior data, and we built up an inventory of system, and then we worked with Health Canada and FDA to get the clinical trial protocol approved and everything. And then we merged with a company called Medifocus, which is a CPC, which is like a shell company that was created for going public at the end of November last year at the worst of the financial market. But we somehow managed to complete the merger. We were the only one done. because I think people are excited about this technology. And then so we became public. So and then since then, company have worked, and then we have obtained Health Canada approval to start the pivotal trial already. But my purpose is this. Breast cancer, world disease, we got to go to the world, and it would be much better position. We have both Canada and FDA approval. So I also apply to the FDA. The purpose is to use patients from both USA and Canada to conduct the trial and then export the system through strategic partner and distributor worldwide so that cancer patients and breast cancer patients worldwide can benefit from it. This is a vision that I have in life, and I want to continue to pursue it.
Good. And so, yeah, what are some of the other milestones and objectives that the management team has hopes to accomplish over the course of the next year?
What we did is this. Well, I hope to obtain the FDA clearance by year end this year, so that we can start the trial. And the thing is that we also have developed a system that we will want to obtain some additional indication for the system and file some more approval. Now, the milestone is really focused on getting the trial done, focused on getting it done and completing it on time. Now, we have a unique design on our pivotal trial. Now, pivotal trial is to try to show that, the phase 3 trial is to try to show that we have a better than 40% improvement over current standard of care by adding our system, more than 40% improvement. All our prior data is 50%, so I have asked the FDA and Health Canada to let me do a 50% data analysis. The objective is to be able to try the best and raise some additional money when our stock could be higher, to be able to use all our resources to complete this trial to a 50% completion. We need 238 patients, 119 treated, 119 will be the control. So with a lot of resources and focus, we should be able to complete this 50% trial in a very short period. And then if the result will be repeated, like what we have obtained in our private trial, we can file for early approval. So what I want to is to try my best to complete a 50% trial, reach a go-no-go decision. Of course, that nobody can guarantee, but I'm optimistic that because of we are lowering the endpoint from 50% to 40%, we should, and using now a better design system, we should be able to complete the trial quickly. Now, the other milestone we'll be seeking will be to seek strategic partner worldwide for the product. There's a lot of awareness about breast cancer in the world. There are many big equipment companies, women care companies who are interested in breast cancer. Once we are into this USA-Canada trial, we are in a position to talk to some of these strategic partners in Europe, in Asia, and even in America, Canada, because we have no intention to become a marketing guy. So what we want to do is work with a strategic marketing partner, and hopefully we'll be able to secure one or two of them by next year. Now, another one is that we also have this APA technology that's capable of treating all cancer. Now, we are focusing on cancer, but we find a strategic partner with a lot of resources, with equipment experience, we are in position to enter a strategic R&D product development relationship with a strategic partner to work on, like additional product for cancer. But, company don't have that kind of resource, so we need strategic partner to do. So one of the major emphasis is to use our good data from breast cancer to attract attention from other players in the field, and then get help from other people and get more resources out there so that we can complete this vision of providing a tumor-targeted focused treatment for cancer and reduce the pain and suffering of cancer patients.
Right. So it definitely sounds like you have a very clear focus. And so in terms of the growth for the company, will you look to grow organically? Would you look for some M&A activity?
Well,
and if you do, what are some of the synergies?
Right now, I would say that There are several areas I'm exploring. First, looking at, basically, I would like to, if we can, there are several alternatives. One, if we can just focus on the breast cancer business, take it all the way to market approval, and with this exciting product, someone in woman care or a medical equipment company may acquire the company. You know, that is fine, you know, because they have better resource. Or another way, we want to grow the company because the breast cancer product, if people don't buy us, you know, we have two growth strategies. First, you know, this breast cancer is a worldwide disease. Now, breast cancer, right now, the only thing we focus on is the treatment of breast cancer, the large tumor, shrink it to smaller, get breast cancer. There are other breast cancers, like the very small tumor, the DCIS, the benign tumor. There are many other additional indications which we could also grow the then they are sold by different marketplaces. And so some of them will be using radiation. Some of them will be by chemotherapists, and then they're treated by different type of hospitals. So we can grow the product that way, and we can also grow the company by developing an additional system using the APA technology without spending a lot of resources so that we could, let's say, we may be able to sell the breast cancer part and then continue on the other part. So it's quite open. And then there is quite a few drugs now that are temperature sensitive, like Celsion. They have a temperature sensitive drug that do liver recurrent chest wall. Once we have some commercial system, we can approach similar company and work with them together to make the product work better. So, you know, I have worked on this same thing for like 20 some years, know a lot of players in the field. And right now what I need to, let me just get one thing done, get this breast cancer system commercialized and approved, then, you know, we can look at what to do next.
Good. And in terms of investors, do you think right now, Dr. Chung, that investors understand the direction and the message of Metafocus?
Yeah, unfortunately, what happened, you know, I do not think that majority of the investment probably know about Metafocus. Unfortunately, we went probably last off September, the end of September, October, we went public at the peak of the worst of the financial market, you know, last year.
Yeah.
In 2008, I'm talking about, like, you know, when everybody went out.
Don't say the R word.
we have secured a lot of financing, and we only obtained 20% of the financing. So as a result, we cannot be listed in the main board in Toronto. We were listed on a Tier 2 R&D company.
Uh-huh. Yeah, on the venture.
Venture exchange. You know, our goal was to raise $7 to $12 million, and we got $3 million. So they say the venture exchange say that, well, you got to be listed venture exchange, and there's a lot of restriction and limited funds. So not, and we, most of our institutions support that we have secured on the, you know, drop out. So we have a lot of, like, you know, private investors and everybody, though the stock is not widely aware by other people. So I think that that is our biggest problem. However, we have a very exciting product, and I believe that, you know, that's why I put my press release in the USA. I am considering maybe I should come back to the USA to get an additional listing because I think people are much easier to work the other market in the USA. And so I'm doing all those. But I really believe that the clinical result will tell. You know, if we obtain an FDA clearance, which is a, you know, very, very significant event, and if the USA investor is aware of our company, I believe people will buy the stock because we are looking for at a company with a mature and highly developed product that have phase one, phase two, and randomized phase two patient data already with very good results that suggest that it works and actually statistically significant. We have a management team that have prior industry experience in the same area, and we have a very well-designed piece of pivotal phase 3 that only required 230 patients. So the wait time is very short. So I believe that now we should be, once we start having patient data, we should be able to obtain strategic partners and we should be able to do many things. I think people will start buying our stock. So stock price should be trading a lot higher and hopefully, you know, we will be able to obtain additional financing to complete the trial. And then, so I think there will be a very attractive investment opportunity to investors for our company because we are very focused. We are not doing anything else. We have done everything already. We have done all the heavy lifting. We have built the system. We have obtained all the regulatory approval, done all the testing, and all we need to do is to focus and complete the trial. And the trial result will really make a lot of difference. And if we can prove what we believe from our prior study that we can do, this will be a very big success.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Dr. Augustine Chung, CEO of MetaFocus, which currently trades on the TSX Venture. The ticker symbol is MFS, currently trading at 20 cents a share. And so before we conclude, Dr. Chung, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider MetaFocus as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, company have both, I will say, the short-term and long-term opportunity for the people. If they are into MetaFocus stock, they will be expecting an on-time delivery of several very key milestones. Obtaining the FDA clearance to start the trial, and then doing a global trial with clinical data in North America, both Canada, USA, and then we will extend to Europe and Asia. And then the time frame for completion is very short. We're talking about 2 years to 2.5 years to complete a pivotal phase 3 trial. We have a built in 50% data analysis point, which we were hopeful that the data will be so good that we can even have a potential to get early approval. So in about half of that time, we really should know how well it is performed. And we are a very attractive candidate because we're seeking multiple strategic partners to market and sell our product worldwide and do product development. And signing up strategic partner should also attract some more excitement on our trial. Now, most of these women care companies are very significant major big pharma company, and also there's many like temperature-sensitive drug companies that might be interested in partnering with us. So there will be many, many exciting event milestones that will occur on a regular basis because we have a management team who have worked NASDAQ for 20-some years and we know how to commercialize products. And I believe the stock will be, you know, with a lot of we have a lot of exciting results to support the stock, so people should be able to get enough return for their money when they invest in MetaFocus.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continue to track the company's growth and continue to report on your progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.